Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. As we meet together midweek, I wonder, how are you doing? We are going to talk about faith in a few moments. Here, at the start, let me just say that I have faith that you are out there listening. I take that by faith. That is, even though you have not written to tell me you listen, I still believe that you tune in. Now, the only way I will know for certain you listen is if you drop me a quick email or a letter and tell me, I hear you on Definition, Pastor Mark. Then, my faith will become sight. As always, I am glad to hear from you. In the times in which we live, I suspect you may well have a prayer request. A lot is going on in the world right now. Maybe you are afraid. Maybe fed up, angry, frightened. Are you feeling kind of out of sorts, bothered by what is happening in our nation? If you would like me to, I will be happy to seek the Lord together with you by praying for you. So do not feel alone and isolated. Reach out to me today by emailing mark@godisministry.org or writing a letter to Pastor Mark Swallow, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Let me know that you listen and include a prayer request if you are comfortable doing so. I will pray for you. As a reminder, we are in verse 5 of Romans chapter 1. Verse 5 is packed tight with essential content, and we're taking it phrase by phrase and focusing now on this. Paul writes about the obedience of faith. The obedience of faith. Thus far, I've given you two insights. First, obedience and faith always go together. They are like inseparable, identical twins. When you see one, you see the other. Second, Paul emphasizes the importance of obedience and faith repeatedly in Romans. Last time we saw that he ends the letter the same way he begins it, with the obedience of faith. This is here in Romans 1 and again in Romans 16, the first and last chapters of the book of Romans. Let's dig a little deeper and let me share with you a third insight. I want to define faith today. When Paul writes about faith, what does he mean? I'm going to be succinct here due to time restraints, but if you will stick with me, you'll hear much more about faith in the coming mornings and evenings. Faith is trusting in the person of Christ and the ministry of Christ to forgive you of sin, to make you righteous, and to welcome you into eternal life with Him forever in heaven. Let me say that again. At this juncture of our reflections, let's define faith as trusting in the person of Christ and the ministry of Christ to forgive you of sin, to make you righteous, and to welcome you into eternal life with Him forever in heaven. The word trusting is crucial there, as is the name Jesus Christ. Do you trust Christ alone to forgive your sins, to make His righteousness your righteousness? And do you trust Christ alone to be the only way to heaven, where you will one day enjoy eternal intimacy with God as you worship Him without end? Do you have faith? Now that we have defined it, I will say much more about faith on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.